We have been chanting Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari.
Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari.
I think you're
going
to have to speak louder. Maybe we could reorganize that those who need Telugu translation can come forward, and those who understand English can go to the back. Let's have a little reshuffle. Practically remember Radha Madhava in Vrindavan. And we remember all the residents of Vrindavan, the Rajavasis. Because Krishna is mentioned herein as Vraja Jana Ranjana, who gives pleasure to the residents of Vrindavan. And especially we remember the gopis, because he is Gopi Jana Vallabha. And among the gopis is mentioned Yashoda Devi, because Krishna is Yashoda Nandana. And we also remember Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, who penned this song as one of the many kirtans he composed. These kirtans of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur are not like some mundane poetic expression. But they are the ecstatic expressions of his heart, which is pure with love of Krishna. Bhaktivinoda Thakur always resides in Vrindavan. Although he appeared to be a resident of Calcutta, he was always residing in Vrindavan by his bhav, by his feelings of transcendental ecstasy in service of Krishna. Jaidina Grihe Bhajana Dekhi Grihete Goloka Bhai. He described that in another kirtan, he described how in his home, by worshipping Krishna, he sees that his home, which was superficially in Calcutta, is transformed into Vrindavan. And by chanting this, we also remember Srila Prabhupada, who would chant this kirtan daily before his classes. Although there were many other songs he could have sung, but he chose to sing this one. This one is very dear to Srila Prabhupada. So by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and all the acharyas and Rajaraj Sri Krishna, we are gathered here today. Chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The opportunity to do this is simply by the mercy of the acharyas. As Bhaktivinoda Thakur has sung, Krishna se tomar, Krishna dite paro, tomara shokati ache. he prays to his, to the Vaishnavas, to the pure devotees, that Krishna is yours, you have the power to give Krishna. Many people are coming to visit the temple of Lakshmi Narasimha Swami, which is close to here, Yadgiri Gutta. I first visited there about 18 years ago, and I've been there many times since. And at that time, not nearly so many people were coming as now. So it's good that more and more people are coming for darshan of the Lord. But their bhakti will really begin when they understand that it's not only the Lord who is to be, not only Bhagavan Narayana who is to be worshipped, but also his devotees. Through his devotees we can attain the mercy of Narayana. So, people of the world should know who is Srila Prabhupada, who is Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who is Srila Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj, who is Bhaktivinoda Thakur, who are these great personalities who have given us Krishna. Srila Prabhupada went all over the world and got people to chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So it's not such an, people don't realize what a tremendous contribution Srila Prabhupada has made. By giving us the Maha Mantra and Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, and the life of Bhakti Yoga, he has given us Krishna. I see in this area that it's quite popular to have statues of politicians. Mahatma Gandhi and then Indira Gandhi, this Gandhi, that Gandhi, another Gandhi. So many
Gandhis.
But these are, you can say great people from the worldly point of view, but they have no spiritual standing whatsoever. The real devotee, the really great persons are those who have given us the spirit, the contribution of Krishna consciousness. This chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, is the greatest contribution to human society. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So when we were performing this Hare Kirtan in the village, we saw one ambulance coming in the village. So people think they are making a great contribution by arranging for ambulances in the village. But the real great contribution is the contribution of chanting the holy names. The villages have been going on for thousands of years without ambulances. Ambulance is not a necessity. People live and people die and you can't stop people dying. But we can stop people getting reborn if they take to the chanting of the holy names of Krishna. So this chanting of Hare Krishna is the actual contribution, the unparalleled contribution to human society. Atul. Unparalleled is Atul. Atul. There's nothing in comparison. Incomparable. You don't say Atul is incredible? Alright. Chanting Hare Krishna puts us directly in contact with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is non-different from His name. While chanting the Maha Mantra, there are only three words. These are Hare Krishna and Rama. This means calling out to Hara, which means Radha, and Krishna and Rama. Radha is the internal energy of Krishna. And Rama, who is Rama? That is well known. Rama means the son of Maharaj Dasharath, who is known among the Dashavataram as the seventh. Is it seventh avatar of Lord Vishnu? Rama also refers to Balaram and can also refer to Parashuram, who is the sixth in the Dashavatars. Rama also means Krishna, because Rama means the all pleasure. Ramante yogino nante satyananda chiratmani iti rama pade naso param brahma vidhiyate. The yogis, they take unlimited pleasure in the supreme truth, the supreme reality, who is known as Rama. So the esoteric meaning of Rama,
Okay.
let's say someone died, isn't it?
Yeah, when someone dies, they say Ram Nam Satya Hai. But before you, let it just say that before you die. The esoteric meaning, or the most esoteric meaning of Radha, of Rama, is and Radha Ramana. He who gives pleasure to Radha. So subordinate to the Param Devata, Krishna. So they shouldn't disturb. Ramya Devatas are very, very small beings in comparison to Krishna. Even Lord Brahma is very small compared to Krishna. Of course, we are also very, 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 very small. Please, this girl shouldn't play with this book. It's not something to play with. Yeah, we are also infinitesimal, Srila Prabhupada used to say, infinitesimally small. So we also give respect to the various devatas, but our as Srila Prabhupada explains, the word bhaja, this is meant for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. This word bhaj, this is specifically meant for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, not for demigods. So we are calling out the names of Krishna. And as Srila Prabhupada explained, the meaning of the Maha Mantra is, O Radha, O Krishna, please engage me in your service. If we examine grammatically the Maha Mantra, it is simply calling out to Radha and Krishna, just calling their names, Sambodhanatmaka. So why does Srila Prabhupada say that the meaning is, O Radha, O Krishna, please engage me in your service? Because that is our position in relationship to Radha and Krishna. Just like in the court of the king, if someone calls out, O Raja, he will not be calling out to give an order to him, but you'll be calling his attention to him that I am your subordinate, in the mood of a subordinate. caught sailing Telugu, Raj Darbar. That's also not Telugu, is it? Is that in Telugu? That's Urdu. Raj Sabha, something like that.
Raj Darbar.
So, if calling out to Krishna properly means that we are calling out that I am your servant, please engage me in your service. That's why we cannot properly chant Hare Krishna unless we hear from devotees. Ah yes, good point. Shuddha Bhakta, from pure devotees. If we associate with Mayavadis or persons who think that Bhagavan and the Jiva are the same, we may also chant Hare Krishna with them. They also sometimes chant the names of Bhagavan. If they chant Hare Krishna, they are not calling out, O Radha, O Krishna, engage me in your service. They are chanting out, O Radha, O Krishna, Tattvamasi, I am you, you are me. So they're not really, then, although they're pronouncing the sound, that is not the actual chanting of Hare Krishna that is approved by Vaishnava Acharyas. That is not pleasing to Krishna. That is not calling out with our proper position. Just like if one calls out to the king, O king, how can I serve you? The king will be pleased. But if you call out, O king, how can I kick you in the head? Then the king won't be pleased and he'll kick you in the head. There are some, just like there's some bogus, totally bogus person in Rayalaseema who people worship him as Bhagawan. He's very popular. And they also chant the names of Krishna. But they think that this Baba is Krishna. So that's not pleasing to Krishna, that's offensive to Krishna. So actual chanting can be performed when we associate with pure devotees and hear from them and understand that we are meant only for service to Krishna. That is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught us to chant the Maha Mantra with utter humility. Trinadapi sunichena tarariva sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that one should feel oneself lower than a straw in the street, be more tolerant than a tree, be ready to offer all respects to others, and not desire respect for oneself. In this way one can chant the holy names of Krishna constantly. This is only possible if one associates with pure devotees. Devotee is one who has no desire other than to serve Krishna. Before we were mentioning the names of the great acharyas, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Abhaychara Aravinda, Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and others. So undoubtedly the association of such exalted acharyas is very rare in this world. But if we follow those who are following such great acharyas, then we get the same result.
మనము అటువంటి ఒక శుద్ధ భక్తుల యొక్క పాటించే వాళ్ళ యొక్క భక్తుల సాంగత్యం చేస్తే వారి యొక్క కృప కూడా
వారి sincere to serve Krishna, then Krishna will direct one to that association by which one's service propensity will increase.
మన యొక్క ఆధ్యాత్మిక ఒక దృష్టి ఎప్పుడు ఉంటుందో అప్పుడు అటువంటి ఆధ్యాత్మిక గురువు దగ్గరికి మన సాంగత్యం
ఏర్పడుతుంది. Unfortunately, in the modern age, in the name of religion, there are so many wrong ideas being circulated. And therefore most people think that religion is some means of improving one's material situation.
మతం అంటే ఏమనుకుంటే చాలా మంది అంటే భౌతికంగా చాలా పురోగతి
But they don't consider that the material situation is by its very nature anityam asukham, temporary and miserable. So genuine spiritual teaching means to teach us that we do not belong in this material world.
నిజమైన ఆధ్యాత్మిక విద్య ఏంటంటే మనం ఈ భౌతిక జగత్తుకు చెందిన వ్యక్తులము కాదు.
We belong to Krishna.
మనం ఆధ్యాత్మిక జగత్తుకి సంబంధించిన మనం కృష్ణుడికి సంబంధించిన వ్యక్తులం.
And Krishna resides eternally in the spiritual world, in Vrindavan. We are meant to live there, not in Goraipali. So many people in Goraipali may think, well, I'm not meant to live here, I should go and live in Hyderabad. Or better than that is Bombay.
హైదరాబాద్ కన్నా నుంచి బొంబాయి.
Better than that is Dubai. Better than that is New York.
Mumbai, Ghana, Dubai.
But wherever, even if we go to Indralok, that's also miserable. We should aim to go to the spiritual world. That is possible to attain by chanting the Maha Mantra under the guidance of pure devotees. And actually to develop that bhakti bhav, it's better to be in Goraipali than Hyderabad.
భక్తి పెంచుకోవడానికి గోరైపల్లిలో ఉండడం ఇంకా మంచిది హైదరాబాద్
కన్నా.
ఇక్కడ ఇంకా చాలా అనుకూలమైన వాతావరణం గోరైపల్లిలో,
బికాజ్ దేర్ ఆర్ నాట్ సో మెనీ డిస్టర్బెన్సెస్ హియర్ ఆర్ అట్రాక్షన్స్ ఫర్ సెన్స్ గ్రాటిఫికేషన్.
ఎందుకంటే ఇక్కడ ఎక్కువ భౌతిక ఆనందం ఎక్కువ లేదు.
People want to go to the city because they think I can earn money, and there's the arak shop, so many wine shops and cinema and all things we can enjoy. We'll get more money. But the purpose of life is not to earn more money and become an asura. If we can live simply and chant the names of Krishna, we can completely perfect our valuable human life. We may think life is a struggle here. But it's chala kashtam everywhere. Sarvatra chala kashtam. We shouldn't think that in the city there's any less kashtam. It's just a different kind of kashtam, that's all. Maybe they think it's a more advanced kind of kashtam. The material world means kashtam kashtam aho kashtam. So, why not take this opportunity? Live simply, chant Hare Krishna, become absorbed in Krishna consciousness and go to Krishna.
చాలా సరళంగా ఉండి హరే జపం చేసి గోలోకానికి
And also something very important, I think most people are literate, is it? They can read, most people? At least the younger generation. So you get Srila Prabhupada's books. And you can read all Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. And in Srimad Bhagavatam, there are descriptions of all the different avatars of Vishnu. Nowadays, many people don't know who is, they never heard of all the different avatars. This is shameful. We should fill our lives with thoughts of Krishna. So we can read about the leelas of Krishna in his various avatars with all the pure devotional explanations in Srimad Bhagavatam with Srila Prabhupada's commentary.
మన మనసు మొత్తము కృష్ణుని విష్ణుమూర్తి యొక్క అవతారాలతో మొత్తము మనసు నిండిపోయి ఉన్నాయి.
At the same time, we should be very careful to avoid the explanations by persons who are not pure devotees.
అట్లాగే ఏంటంటే మనం ఎవరైతే శుద్ధ భక్తులు గారో వారి యొక్క అనువాదాన్ని కూడా
People who do not have an attitude of utter surrender to Krishna, who think that in mukti we become on the same level as Bhagavan, we should avoid scrupulously their writings.
ఒక ముక్తి పొందాలని ఒక ఆశ, అది అటువంటి ఒక అనువాదాలను పూర్తిగా ఖండించుకుని దూరంగా ఉన్నాయి. శాశ్వతంగా కృష్ణుని యొక్క సేవకులు.
And we should avoid all the bad habits of modern life.
ఆధునిక ప్రపంచం యొక్క చెడ్డ అలవాట్లు అన్ని వదిలిపెట్టుకొని ఉండాలి.
Just like in all the villages of India and the towns and every, drunkenness is very common.
మొత్తము అన్ని నగరాలలో గ్రామాలలో తాగుడు అనేది.
But this is degrading to the human intellect.
ఇది మానసిక చైతన్యాన్ని కింద పోతుంది.
It makes a human into an animal.
ఇది మనిషి నుండి పరివర్తి.
So instead of taking intoxication, we should take the holy name of Krishna and remember Krishna.
కృష్ణుని యొక్క నామం తీసుకొని కృష్ణుని యొక్క
And all these forms of intoxication, tobacco and gutkha, this is actually it's not required. It's a waste of money. It's bad for health, and it blocks our spiritual
advancement. ఆధ్యాత్మిక చైతన్యాన్ని కూడా.
అండ్ ఈవెన్ టీ అండ్ కాఫీ, దీస్ ఆర్ మోడర్న్ ఇంట్రొడక్షన్స్. ఇట్స్ జస్ట్ ఇన్ ద లాస్ట్ 100-150 ఇయర్స్ ఆర్ సో దీస్ థింగ్స్ హావ్ కమ్. దీస్ ఆర్ ఆల్సో అన్నెసెసరీ అండ్ దే నాట్ ఇట్స్ నాట్ as బ్యాడ్ as డ్రింకింగ్ దిస్ అరక్, బట్ ఇట్స్ ఆల్సో a బ్లాకేజ్ టు an obstacle to spiritual advancement.
ఈ యొక్క టీ కాఫీ కూడా ఒక ఇప్పుడు పడితే 150 సంవత్సరాలు, కానీ అరక అంత ఇది కాదు. కాకపోతే అయినా ఇది ఆధ్యాత్మిక ఉన్నతం చేసుకోవడానికి ఒక
రకమైన
భక్తులు చాలా సరళమైన
జీవితాన్ని
ఇవన్నీ చెప్తే జనాలు ఒకటే ఆశ్చర్యపడతారు.
How can we live without these things?
Maybe ఇది లేకుంటే ఎలా బతకగలుగుతాం?
But really it's not required.
అది జంగా అవసరమే లేని.
It's what is required for the body is food, clothing and shelter.
శరీరానికి కేవలం బట్ట అవసరమే, తిండి మనకి ఇవే అవసరం,
భోజనము,
వసలు మరియు
And everyone's getting it in this village. So there's no need to go anywhere else. Get the basic things. But the real thing we need is not sustenance for the body, but sustenance for the soul. So it is your great fortune that the Sankirtan movement of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has reached to this village. And we request that you all take part in this.
చైతన్య మహాప్రభు మీకు అందరికి ఆశీర్వాదం ఇస్తాడు.
సో మెనీ చిల్డ్రన్ ఆల్సో పాల్గొంటారు ఇన్ సంకీర్తనం.
చిన్న చిన్న పిల్లలు అందరూ సంకీర్తనలో పాల్గొంటున్నది చాలా సంతృప్తికరమైన విషయం.
లైక్ చాంటింగ్ హరే కృష్ణ,
మీకు ఆనందం అంటే.
లైక్ టు హియర్ అబౌట్ కృష్ణ, సో యు హావ్ ఎ వెరీ గుడ్ స్టార్ట్ ఇన్ లైఫ్.
మీ అందరూ హరే కృష్ణ మంత్రం వినడానికి ఇంత ఉత్సాహం అంటే మీకు ఆధ్యాత్మికంగా చాలా.
ప్లీజ్ డు నాట్ డెవలప్ మెటీరియల్ అంబిషన్స్.
మీరు భౌతికమైన లక్షణాలను పెంచుకోకండి.
బట్ డెవలప్ ది స్పిరిచువల్ అంబిషన్,
ఆధ్యాత్మిక కోరికలతో.
బికమ్ ఎ హంబుల్ సర్వెంట్ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణ అండ్ ది వైష్ణవస్. And to go to the spiritual world, don't be ambitious to go to the city,
korikal pettukondi America vallekapothe city lalla poi undale.
Go, be ambitious to go to a much better place, the spiritual world.
Chandramandalani go inge ikkadiki ikkadiki go.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. It's very pleasing to see so many people engaged in sankirtan.
Chala anandakaramaina vishayam, chala mandi ikkada kirtan cheyadam palgondaru.
See the children, Vaishnav Tilak. Hare Krishna. Any question please?
Even a prasanna ఆధ్యాత్మిక
truth is one. So our commitment is to the truth. So if we say that we want everyone to be all one, but if everyone doesn't agree to follow the truth, then we can all be one, but it'll all be one big pile of rubbish. So if we don't recognize the truth of Srila Prabhupada's great contribution, then we're rubbish. That's all. Sorry to say. There's something wrong there. There's something basically wrong. So, all right, it's nice they're chanting Hare Krishna. That's always to be encouraged. But what's their problem to recognize the greatness of Srila Prabhupada? Another thing is, following the lead of Srila Prabhupada and all the great acharyas, we want to give people the real thing, the vastavik satya. That's why we tell you that, you know, you have to give up all these bad habits. But I question the motives of people who initiate others who are not following this principle. The guru should bring the disciple up to a better level, otherwise what's the meaning of being a disciple? So it may look all the same, but if you look a little deeper, you'll find there are some significant differences. Oh, all right. Just announce that, sir. You can say hello. You say
Hare Krishna. Ikkada Srila Prabhupada gari gandhalu unnayi. ఇక్కడ మీ ఇక్కడ 10 రూపాయలు 15 రూపాయలు ఎవరైనా తీసుకున్నట్లయితే దాన్ని మహారాజు గారు దాన్ని సంతకం చేసిస్తారు. అది మీకు కూడా జ్ఞాపకార్థం గౌరవాలు వచ్చినట్టుగా దాన్ని కూడా మీరు చదివితే ఇంకా ప్రభుపాదలో రాసిన మీరు ఉన్నతంగా ఈ గౌరవ పల్లెలో
అభివృద్ధి Rama is this, there are many differences. Rama is the son of Maharaj Dasharath, and Krishna is the son of Devaki or Yashoda. Ram Dham is Ayodhya, and Krishna Dham is Vrindavan. But actually, they are the same person. But they are performing different leelas. And therefore they have a different bhav. Krishna is Akila Rasamrita Murti. Well, that's easy to translate from Sanskrit to Telugu than to English. Now wait a minute. We didn't finish answering this. In Krishna, we find all the bhavs in full expression. And in Ram, we find he is Maryada Purushottam. So some devotees, they are more attracted to worship Rama, and some are more attracted to worship the same person in the form of Krishna. Some are more attracted to worship him as Narasimha. There are various forms of the Lord. But those forms are mentioned in scripture and are known since ancient times. These so-called incarnations, just like I was mentioning one person from Rayal Seema, they're not bona fide avatars. So what's his question? No, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. It's generally understood like that, but there are also ancient paramparas which chant Hare Krishna first. And particularly Chaitanya Mahaprabhu popularized that. But actually it comes to the same thing, because if you go on chanting, it all becomes the same thing anyway. No, but it's only the other way around, because you're used to it having Hare Rama first. For me, when I hear Hare Rama first, I think it's the other way. So it's just a matter of what you're used to, but both are bona fide. But because we are followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we chant
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. It looks like most people have to go now. So shall we finish here?
What follows is the conversation that Maharaj had after this lecture.
Quite a lot of books went out today. Surprising. So what are we doing? What's the conclusion? Where is it? Kali Yuayi. Prachar karte ya kuch kaam bhi karte? आप गृहस्थ हैं या आप गृहस्थ हैं आपका पूरा परिवार यहाँ पर
नहीं चलो
और आप इस पूरे इलाके में प्रचार करें భగవాన్ ఆపో పాలన కర్తే ఐసే శ్యామ్ 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 గుడ్ హరే నామ హరే నామ ప్రచార గుడ్ తో ఓకే So shall we go then? We've got plenty of time for us. Do you go tonight to the city? Are you going to the city tonight?
No, but
you're coming with us. And your wife, she's going back to the city. She came in the bus, is it?
She came in the bus to the city.
I see. Because she is a young child. Okay, so... All the devotees
cannot read, but
it's not like time to learn. Yeah, but it's not everyone's got to be a good pundit. If they can read, it's nice. If they can't read, then chant Hare Krishna and serve Krishna. Well, there is a there's a great qualification. Janada Pisuni Chena. So it's not so easy. It's easy to say. We can sit here and say, Trinad, you should be humble. But it's not so easy to be humble. Dinere adhik daya kare bhagavan kulin pandit dhani bara abhiman Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You can follow. Telugu people can follow also, isn't it? Dinere, how do you say in Telugu? Dinalu.
Dinalu.
Dinalu. Dinare adhik daya kare bhagavan.
Dinalu mida ekko daya kalutundi.
Bhagavan.
Devudu.
Kulin pandit dhani bara abhiman. Means kulin pandit dhani chala abhiman.
Ante uttama jati vadu panditulu dhanavantudu ekko garva padtadu.
వారి మీద భగవాన్ ఎక్కువ దయ
ఉంటుంది. సో దీని మీద ఎక్కువ దయ ఉంటుందని చెప్పండి. సో మనం ఆ మూడు కాకుండా కూడా మన మీద దేవుడి యొక్క కృప ఎక్కువ ఉంటుందని మా దగ్గర చెప్పండి.
హరే కృష్ణ. జై శ్రీల ప్రభువా. Chanting the holy names, it definitely is very purifying. We should not underestimate the value of the Hare Krishna mantra.
One day you can stop it, then next day people are asking that the Hare Krishna people will not come today.
It happens all the time in America because we used to do lots of Harinam in the 60s and 70s. And then what happened to you? So we should go on. Hare Krishna. No, I was just asking, because it's all